Well, now to Philadelphia, where you might know the mayor declared gun violence a public health crisis back in September and gave his cabinet 100 days to come up with a plan to slow it down. Well, that deadline is Saturday, and it comes after news that the city's homicide rate hit a 10-year high last year. As a part of the city's plan, Philadelphia is expected to propose investing millions in crisis intervention teams known as violence interrupters. Bobby Allen from member station WHYY followed a team on the overnight shift as it tried to stop gunfights before they started.
Shondell Ravel had a tough upbringing in Brooklyn. He's got a big scar down the side of his face to prove it. He says he didn't get it by smiling at people.
That's why I understand these people so much, man. I know how it is to go to sleep hungry. You know, I know how it is to be faced with bad situations and make bad decisions.
He used to work as a corrections officer. The past two decades, he's been in Philly. He now is the executive director of the city's new Office of Violence Prevention. He oversees dozens of crisis intervention teams, the violence interrupters.
We're going to do the gas run, and then we're going to hit the streets. You guys ready to roll?
Yep.
All right. Violence interrupters have been shown to drop violence in cities like Los Angeles and New York. The idea is to hire and train former drug dealers and gangsters and have them embed in troubled neighborhoods to try to broker peace. In Philadelphia, Ravel says these interrupters are also doing something else, spreading the word about city services.
We can't go into communities and not give them something, right? We can't say get off the corner and not give them a job, not give them some resources.
We spill into white minivans and head out. Sam White, sitting in the seat behind me, describes their approach.
We don't come into the neighborhoods like we're carrying guns and badges. We come in as guests. We come in as their partners, and we ask their permission. Hey, fellas, how y'all doing? What's going on? I mean, if they willing to engage, you engage. If they're not, you don't.
As they drive around during the wee hours, another group digs through social media for beefs between neighborhoods, which they say often start with a post on Instagram or Snapchat. These workers tap into their former networks and try to anticipate tensions coming to a head. But when there's no social media activity to look into, they act as street diplomats. The idea is to go to the site of a crime to try to cool things down so there's not another retaliatory gunfight. That's what White tells me as we approach a house where there was a recent shooting.
This is the scene of there was a double shooting on this block, so we're not really clear on what was going on. So in instances like this, because of the time, we're not going to knock on people's door because it's so late at night. But what we're going to do is canvas this block and leave literature for the neighbors.
Another worker, James Schuler, approaches the house where the shooting happened. A woman answered the door holding a baby. I watch this interaction from a distance. They tell me to stay behind since the woman, Najee, is a witness in an ongoing criminal investigation. Schuler walks back to us.
Najee was the person that answered the door, so I gave her the literature, gave her the whole spill, gave her the card. And she said that she'll get back to us.
Schuler says he made a connection with the woman. She's supposed to give him a heads up if she feels endangered again. It's one of a long list of cases they're now keeping tabs on. White says they're building trust in ways the police might not be able to. As we're walking around North Philly after midnight, we find Omar Smith hanging outside a corner store. He's 24. He has a 3-year-old daughter. He says he was shot 6 times in the leg last year.
The person that shot me was a friend since 2011, so that's the crazy part. Like, after that, I realized I ain't got no friends or none. I'm just family.
Smith says he used to sell drugs, but that's in his past. The interrupters, some who used to sell drugs themselves, understand that past more than a typical city bureaucrat. Smith says he recently landed a job as a cleaner at the stadium where the Eagles play.
So, I've been staying out the way, doing good. Mom's calling me right now. I'm the youngest, so she check up on me all the time.
White, with the crisis team, walks over and grabs the phone from Smith.
Yeah, he on his way home now. You say you pay the bills, though, huh? That's right. Mom paid the cost to be the boss. Absolutely.
His mom wanted to know where he was. A crisis team member in another van gave him a lift home. Back in the van, Ravel reflects on the interaction.
Sam's talking to the mother, who's concerned about her son. You involve her. What issues does she have? How can we help her life? Because if you don't help the home life, right, the young man's going to go home, or young woman's going to go home, back to a bad situation.
Philadelphia officials say their goal is for the interrupters to help prevent gun violence, just as they connect people with more city services, like GED classes, job training, and housing help. The hope is, with more jobs and opportunity, more people will put down their guns. Shondell Revelle admits it's not going to work in every case.
Some people just like the game. Right. They just like the violence. You know, and it's going to be what it's going to be for them. It's the people out there that need that second chance, that need that third chance. That's the people that we aim for.
For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.